Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Wednesday morning as we speak with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director, Candy Wilson. Candy Westbrook, welcome in.
It's okay. Good morning.
So where was CNN at today?
Oh, we were down at Studio Blue.
Studio Blue, okay. Yeah, so. Now give me a little bit of insight of what Studio
Blue is. Well, they started back in 2015, a little bitty place on Siggins. And started growing, and so they moved. Now they're right over there by Simple Simons on 11th Street. And they've been there, like I said, a couple years now, but they're just growing. They're amazing. They do everything. Nails, hair, massage, spray tans, you name it. In fact, I go to the massage therapist, and she is amazing. So if you've never had one of those done, highly recommend them.
Highly recommend it. Okay. Well, what was going on at CNN?
Yeah.
Today?
Well, a couple different things. So we had Martha Vaughn from the Realtors Association, and really good news. In this area, sales for homes was up 33% this past year. So,
oh, wow.
Looking good in our market. That's a good sign. Average sales been about 87,000. And right now, because the interest rates are down, it's a pretty good time to buy. So just a shout out to our market and to all our realtors. We had Bill from the Native American Fellowship, and they are having a Cherokee language class starting up on September 18th. That's at the Cherokee Community Building in South Coffeyville. And so if you want more information about that, give me a call down at the chamber, and I can give you all the scoop. Candace from Brown Shoe Fit brought in a new shoe for us to check out today. It's called Track by Allegra, and it's got a tracker in the shoe. So you don't have to wear your little smart...
Oh, like a pedometer or
yeah.
whatever? Yeah, okay.
So don't worry about, you know, carrying your little wristband thing, and now it's in your shoe, and you can track
or
all your
walking.
Or
having to invest in the, you know, in the Fitbit or
yes,
whichever
yeah.
the newest, coolest thing is,
uh-huh.
and it comes in
so,
the shoe.
Pretty new, pretty neat. So they've got that going on. Doug Munn from Grace Fellowship. Well, first of all, tomorrow, 10 a.m., we are spotlighting Grace Fellowship as our member of the month, so you can join us then. And then he just wanted to give a shout out. There were five different churches that came to the prayer walk, and it was a great thing. So, Dare Hallball, USD 445, the Lions Club Golf Tournament is September 8th. And then, of course, September 6th is the bond vote, and he just encourages everybody to ask him, ask Dr. Krell, anybody, just be informed and then go out and vote.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that information, you'd be surprised how easy it is and how easy they've made it, you know, accessibility-wise of,
yeah.
in terms of numbers, in terms of designs and things like that.
It's open.
It is.
They're not hiding anything.
Yeah,
if you want to walk in and pick it up, they'll give you everything.
Yep, Dr. Craig Carell, he's been very transparent about the whole thing, and
yeah,
he's very willing to answer any questions that you've got
exactly.
as well.
Exactly, so be informed. Joni from Green Acres. So I didn't know this, but they've been around 28 years
wow.
doing our lovely flowers and landscaping.
That's about three decades long.
Oh, that's a long time.
That
I know.
Is.
So she was telling us a story that back in the day, everybody wanted rock out of their flower beds and put in mulch. And now everybody's calling her up saying, can you get this mulch out? I want rock in my beds. And so everything goes through cycle, just like fashion. So I thought that was funny. But stop in and see them. They've got fall decor and everything. And right now they've got a special for a three-rose vase for $15. Joyce Fisher from State Farm Insurance with Harold Mann. I didn't know this either. September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. So just trying to remind everybody that if you don't have life insurance, you really need that nowadays. It really makes a big difference. So stop in and they can help you out with all your insurance needs.
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously I'm 22, but at the same time, it's been brought across my table and things like that, and it's at least something to think about, you
it
know.
Is.
Even if you're not really invested in going and purchasing it, it's something to at least talk with an insurance agent about mm-hmm. and see what
and
the possibilities
earlier you
are.
Get involved, the cheaper it is. So if you wait and try to do life insurance when you're 70, it's going to be pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So you get it now and you get it locked in, and it's a lot cheaper. So
certainly.
Rachel from the Public Library. Fall stuff starts back up. So Wednesday, they have preschool hour. Thursday's homeschool hour. The first Tuesday is Connects. Sorry, I got a bug in my throat today. And the first Thursday is book club.
Awesome. Yeah, getting back into that fall. August kind of their slow month, but boom, first week of September.
Here we go.
Ready to go.
All over town. Fall events are coming. I wish the weather would follow soon.
yes, please. Soon. I like the cool off, but the amount of rain and wind, that can go away.
Yeah, that's good. Salvation Army, we had Jody Hamby from the Community Volunteers. Just encouraging everybody that if you're looking for something to volunteer with, they have $10 memberships and you can get involved with the Community Volunteers. They do service projects all year long and just a really, really good organization. Deanna also from Salvation Army was just reminding everybody, it may seem far away, but they're going to start recruiting soon for the Bell Ringers already. So needing more help this year with that. And so if you've have a group that's thought about doing that, make sure to call Salvation Army. Simply Southern, Sheena Clark, fall inventory items are in. So we're just talking about fall, and here comes all the fall clothing. So start getting out there and getting your shopping done and get ready for that. Yvonne Hull from Coffville Community College, love this. September 10th, they have an essential oil make and take class. So you go in, they teach you about the oils, and then you get to make your own to take home. So pretty neat thing today.
Yeah. Where does that happen? Is it
at the campus. Mm-hmm.
On the campus in a specific building? Or?
She didn't say the location. So okay. I'm sure when you sign up, they have it's probably a certain building. Yeah.
Okay. And how do you sign up? Did she get any information on that?
She just said you can look on the website. They've got all the classes, all the community classes on the website.
Perfect.
Yeah. And coming up September 8th is the Military Appreciation Football Game, and that's at 1:00. And so they're doing an all call to veterans, active military, anybody. It's free for them. So bring in your ID, you get in the game free, and then they're going to honor everybody at halftime.
Very cool.
I think that's so awesome. I love that. I love it.
Yeah, I do like the honorary games when they can do them. And
yeah.
Then they either add a little flair to the jerseys or they have a little flair to the events going on. It always just seems a little bit more special to the game. And then, of course, the players, I've played on both sides. The players play a little extra hard, That's that's what this game is for. And, backtracking to last week. That was a very, very tough Iowa Western team. And, man, we came out and played, we belonged on that football field. And, I'm very optimistic about it. But, I'm sure having Donor Awareness Night be that night, they played a little extra
hard
for
it. It does. I mean, you get that heart involved. And,
it does.
And, makes a difference.
The emotions get there.
Exactly.
And push a little harder. So,
and speaking of emotions, get excited. Our national volleyball champions are playing tonight. So, always excited about that because it's an honor to be, have a national team.
It really is. And speaking with Matt Jordan, spoke with Danny Marcuso, the new SID, upon they actually are number one in the nation.
Ooh,
they got given that after the obviously winning last year.
Yeah.
And he says they are, obviously they expect to have that target on their back, but they are just as good as they were last year.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
Just as good as they were last year.
Yeah.
Certainly, again, being that number one and being the national champion, you're going to have a target. Teams are going to want to beat you no matter what. But yeah, he says they are physical and they're ready to win another one.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that is so good.
Get out and support your Lady Red Ravens.
That's
right.
They're ready. They're going. We got coming up the 100-mile sale. So that's September 14th through the 16th. And if you want to be on the map for that, you can stop at the Chamber. The deadline will be the 10th. It's only $5. And then that also waives your fee permit that you have to go through the city. So that's all waived for that day. And you get on the big map and all those garage sales going on that weekend. It'll be a busy weekend in town.
Yeah, I think it's a very fun event. And then it's something to get involved in as well, because when you think it's all these people traveling through, that's money that's going towards our local area businesses, maybe even your business, who knows. But it keeps the money within the city. And then also, not only that, it kind of expands and opens people's eyes. It's like, hey, maybe I want to open a business here. There's plenty of space in downtown Coffeyville for them.
Yeah.
So say, hey, I want to move in here. So it gives the opportunity. For
those I like seeing
well.
All the people in town. It is neat to see all that. So, wrap it up. Just a couple things from the Chamber we've got coming up. We have our Lunch and Learn on stress in the workplace coming up in September, And then we also have professional headshots. We're doing those again. It was popular, so we had to bring it back. So if you're a chamber member and you need to get, you know, a professional headshot done for your website or a business card or whatever, then we're taking signups for those. And then, of course, Football Frenzy tickets are still on sale. And so if you haven't stopped in to get those, make sure you get those.
Now, I was going to ask you as well, because I had a couple of fantasy drafts this last weekend, as did a lot of people. So fantasy football season is full in swing. Is there a cutoff to be a part of the Football Frenzy?
End of September. So we're doing all the whole month of September is when we're kind of really just focusing on it. So you can buy early tickets, late tickets, because they're totally random. Yep. So that's a good thing. You don't have to worry about picking your team and your players. So all month long. And we're going to be doing a contest here in a couple weeks too, for online sales. And so it's easier if you don't want to have to get out. You can just go online, click, done. Ready for you. So.
Yeah, I like that idea. So the end of September, you can get involved because, you know, most fantasy leagues, you got to have your team set by a certain time. So it's neat that you guys do that. And as well as the formatted of it as well, for listeners out there that don't know, it is, you know, you purchase, $20,
I believe?
$20 mm-hmm. for your ticket, and you get a randomized selection of a team each week. And if they win, you know, it's I do like that. I think I remember telling you about that college basketball tournament that I had to do the same. Basically, just pick a team out of a hat, and of course, the odds helped me a little bit with that one.
Yeah,
got lucky with the odds on that one. But no, it's fair. It's fun, and not only that, but you know, for people that don't watch the NFL, this is going to gravitate you towards a television. It really does kind of captivate you, especially when your team on the line. You know,
is my team winning this game? Yeah, and it's nice because it's 10 different weeks, so you don't have to just worry about the overall end. It's every week you can get into it. There's
now, obviously,
different.
I mean, there's EBS, ESPN and CBS and things like that, but don't you guys have a way to, like, check up on your team and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, you won't actually be able to watch the game live if you don't do it at home, but every week we're going to post it on Facebook, and then also when you buy your tickets, there's a little website that shows, you know, click on here and check and see if your team won that week, and we make it really easy in case you decide, you know, I got too busy, I was out of town or whatever, I can't watch the game. So we make it super easy for you. Yeah.
Lots of stuff. So. Speaking with the director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Candy, any final notes for us?
I think that's all. I'm just excited fall's here.
Yep. Fall season is here. The temperatures are going to kick down a little bit.
All kinds of events keeping you busy.
Not only that, what is that? This pumpkin spice is going to start coming back out again. You know, it's fall season is pretty much here. So, Candy, thanks for taking some time with us this morning.
No problem.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.